Lord, may the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I just thought about this scripture when I was praying. This is from Philippians. Again, I mentioned this Sunday, but the more Bible soaked you get, the more you want to spend time in the Bible. And the things just jump out because it is a living and active word. It's like a recording of God speaking. And I've never had a time in my life in all the years I've taught the Bible where I've been so compelled to be soaked with Scripture like I have with the Philippians. I've read it through so many times in the last few weeks. But this is a Scripture that's pretty stunning. It's talking about when we die and our transformation, our body be transformed. It says, talks about us being citizens of heaven, and then about Jesus waiting eagerly for his coming, who will transform the body of our humble state into the conformity of his glorious body. Now, that's a pretty cool thing to look forward to. Think about the body that Jesus has now, will have. By the exertion of the power that he has, even to subject all things to himself. That's what that said. It's not just about when I go to heaven, I get a new body, but he's going to accomplish that by the exerting the power that he has to subject all things to himself. That's a great place from which to pray for people. In Jesus' name, just asking him to exercise his power to exert all things. I don't care what it is. I don't know what it's called. I don't care what, to himself. Pretty amazing. I'll tell you a fun story. Some of you don't know who Phyllis Lilly is, but a dear friend who, her husband was a dear friend, Bishop, who died a few years ago. But she sent me this bust of Jesus when it's an antique. Somebody carved it. No telling what it's worth, just recently. But when I opened it up and from a distance saw it, it looked weird from a distance. I thought, what is somebody sent me the head of Jesus? And so I kind of just put it in the corner and covered it up a little bit with some plastic because it was just kind of weird looking. But yesterday during my time with the Lord, my worship time, my footstool time, I was sitting at my desk and I felt compelled to go look at that thing better. And so I went over there and uncovered it and picked it up and went and sat in the chair and I put it in front of me. And I've never noticed before that the eyes, you have to get close enough to see it, are the most lifelike thing I've ever seen. There's an anointing on those eyes that's supernatural. It's like penetrated me. I'm like, oh my God. And the look on his face and the hope image of that, he has the crown of thorns in his head. I just invite any of you to come check it out. Maybe I should bring it up here someday. It's like a look on someone's face, like looking at you. You could see that who suffered so much, that the eyes of love for you, but also like this longing look, will you be that one that quenches my thirst? And so here's the cool thing. I'm listening to worship. When I pray, I listen to worship. And I'm listening to IHOP worship, and they're singing one of those, they go into spontaneous worship where they just start singing choruses again and again. So I pick this thing up, and I'm looking into the eyes, and I haven't had it in front of me more than 5 seconds. And the song breaks into this chorus, and they sing it over and over again. But when you look at me, do you see the fruit? And do you find in me, Lord, someone who's worthy? I was stunned. I mean, what are the odds of picking up a thing that I've ignored for weeks, decide to pick it up, and look into these eyes, and I'm looking right at it, and the song goes in my head, when you look at me, Jesus. Oh, wow. It was one of the most amazing encounters I've ever had in my life. And so if I wasn't already ratcheted up to a place of extreme whatever I was, I'm in, this place I'm walking in, it was as if a rocket ship just propelled me into this thing. And so I don't know if that story means anything to you, but the odds are 1,000,000 to 1 or bigger than that, that you would pick up something like that in that moment, be looking at it, and then the song comes on. I had something like that happen to me once again, years and years and years ago, about the prophetic. But to be looking into the eyes of this thing, Jesus, and all of a sudden, when you look at me, I thought, wow. God. I mean, it was stunning. So I'm just saying, we're living in a season of breakthrough. And the Lord's looking at all of us and saying, will you be that one that quenches my thirst for love? You know? I think Mary was, for sure. Amen. And if you are, there's nothing anybody can do, especially the devil, to keep you from impacting the lives of others.
Amen.